Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Sleeper Wire Shorts. I am your host, Steven Specratelli, and I am back to talk to you guys more about rookies and their landing spots. And these guys that I'm targeting, where I'm targeting them, where I've seen them fall in some of the dynasty drafts that I've already been involved with post-draft here. But before I dive into that, again, go to Twitter. You can follow me there at SSPAC21. That's SSPAC21. And you can find me on Instagram there as well. The player that I want to talk about today is Antonio Gandy-Golden, who, in my mind and where I'm looking at, he's a late third, early fourth round pick for me. When I saw him land with the Washington Redskins, number 142 overall in the fourth round of the 2020 NFL draft, he is a very intriguing prospect for the ever-evolving wide receiver group that is in Washington. Over the last two seasons, Gandy-Golden has had over 70 receptions, he had over 1,000 yards, and he's had 10 touchdowns in each of the last 2 years to go along with that. Now, this is a guy that has great hands, but he's had an issue with focus drops, which is kind of funny because of how good his hands are. And if you look at some of the things that he can do and things that I learned about him through the draft process, like some of his hobbies about how he likes to challenge his mind, how this guy travels with like two Rubik's cubes and puzzles that he does and different kind of catches that he's made on the practice field and what you've seen in games and so on and so forth. So I think it's just more of a developmental thing. And the way that he progressed from the 2018 season to the 2019 season, I anticipate him getting a little bit better. You know, he is a big wide receiver, huge wide receiver. He stands at 6'4", he's 222 pounds, but he runs a 4.640. Now, I understand that's not blazing fast or anything like that, but he is a huge target, and he has amazing ball tracking skills. You know, this is a guy that you throw a ball up 50-50, I'd say he has better than a 50-50 chance coming down with it. And he's also the kind of guy that creates problems for anybody there. The first guy that's there to tackle him, he's a very difficult guy for his size and the way he catches the ball. You know, he can catch the ball away from his body. He has a crazy catch radius on top of that. You know, and his playmaking abilities alone, I think, is just going to continue to get better as he grows as a player. And if you look at the wide receiver room in Washington, you know, there's Terry McLaurin, there's Kelvin Harmon, there's Trey Quinn, who's often injured, Steve Sims, who's kind of a gadget slot guy that came on towards the end of last year. You know, Cam Sims is a possible roster bubble guy. So really the only wide receivers for me that really stand out in Washington, there's obviously Terry McLaurin, who's really the standout guy. I'm not giving up on Kelvin Harmon. I still believe in him and his abilities. You know, not saying that he's going to be a stud, but I think he can be a very solid wide receiver there. So they need another option that is a playmaker, and I believe Gandy-Golden is that guy. Now, obviously, we have a huge change in Washington as far as the coaching staff. You know, there's issues with the running back situation there, so on and so forth. There's a lot of things that are going on right now. You know, Dwayne Haskins is going into a second year. They traded for Kyle Allen, so to me, in my mind, they have to see what they have. And Haskins, the only way I would have veered from that is if they drafted a quarterback, you know, higher up anyways in this year's draft. So there's a lot of changes going on there, but I think Gandy-Golden is a guy that's going to give them that extra option at the wide receiver position and a big target, especially in the red zone, third and short situations, things of that sort, just because of his playmaking abilities. You know, I firmly believe that the opportunity and upside is there for this young man, and he does have the ability to develop into a good starter in the NFL. You know, he's young. He just turned 22 years old. So he's a very intriguing dynasty player to stash on your rosters and see what he can really become. You know, so again, don't hesitate to take this guy in the late third or early fourth. You know, I mean, again, a lot of this, that's just a window I'm picking based on one quarterback leagues. Obviously, your leagues are going to be different depending on how many teams, whether it's one QB or super flex or you have IDP mixed in, so on and so forth. That's just the window that I'm looking for, man. You just kind of have to see how things unfold for you. You know, and as I stated, just, you know, again, late third, early fourth, as I stated earlier, there's too much potential, opportunity, and upside to not stash this guy on your dynasty roster. So definitely, definitely worth targeting, and definitely, you know, worth not ignoring when you get to those picks, you know, and you're looking for a guy that, you know, can maybe be some solid depth for you later, or if he's the kind of guy that, you know, during year two, year three, he kind of starts blowing up a little bit, sell high type player, whatever. You just, he's worth seeing what he develops into. So that's all I have on Gandy Golden for this episode here. So, you know, go again, follow Sleeper Wire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you guys enjoy your podcast listening. Go to Twitter, follow Sleeper Wire Show on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. And while you're there, follow myself at SSPAC21. That's SSPAC21. And then you can follow me with that same handle over on Instagram. So I'm going to start looking into some more rookies and things of that sort. I have some dynasty drafts that are going to be winding down, you know, looking at later targets. I have a few other guys in mind, but I kind of want to dig a little bit more. So you're going to be hearing some more of these coming from me, and I'll probably start diving into the more popular names. But, you know, a lot of people are coming right out of the gate with their dynasty drafts, and, you know, everybody's looking. You kind of have a good feel for those top, you know, 12 to 15 players, whatever. So I started out with a couple of those, and I wanted to give you guys a couple late round targets. So I hope you enjoyed these. I'm going to be back for more. And so until the next time you hear my voice, you'll be.